Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024. What book would you recommend to a new Christian? Joining me on the campus this week is Dr. John Tweeddale, Vice President of Academics and Professor of Theology at Reformation Bible College. Dr. Tweeddale, what book would you recommend to a new Christian?
Thanks, Nathan. That's an important question. It's one I get from time to time, both at the college and also in various churches that I go and preach at. In terms of book reading, it's one of the most important disciplines in the Christian life. And really, let me try to get in 3 books here. I'd say to begin with, you need to have a good study Bible. This will help you grasp the content of Scripture. You'll be able to see the connection between, say, Malachi and Matthew, and Luke and Leviticus, or Genesis to Revelation, how the bits and the pieces of Scripture fit together. A good study Bible will help you. If you don't have one, I recommend the Reformation Study Bible. Next, you need a good confession. If a study Bible helps you understand the content of Scripture, a good confession will help you understand the teaching of Scripture. And I'd recommend starting with the Westminster Confession of Faith. I'm a Presbyterian minister, and that is our confession of faith as Presbyterians. A confession basically says what the church believes regarding a certain doctrine, such as the doctrine of God, or the doctrine of predestination, or the doctrine of justification, or adoption. You can, in one paragraph, look at what the church believes concerning the Bible's teaching on a variety of topics. But then if you have a good study Bible and you have a good confession, really the book that I recommend is a good hymnal. If you don't have a hymnal, let me encourage you to get the Trinity hymnal. It's what we use in Reformed Presbyterian churches. Really, a hymnal helps remind us that our theology isn't simply to be studied, it's to be lived, and it's to be sung. Real theology leads to worship. And a good hymnal is going to teach you theology, it's going to teach you music, it's going to teach you Scripture, and we'll sing with the church, militant and triumphant, the praise and glory of God. And so if you don't have a good hymnal, let me encourage you to pick up the Trinity hymnal.
This has been Ask Ligonier with me, Nathan W. Bingham. And if you have a theological question you'd like us to pose to one of our future guests, leave us a voicemail by calling 1-800-607-9386. That number again is 1-800-607-9386. You can always record that question on your smartphone and email it to us at askligoniervm@ligonier.org. For more information and for the archive of episodes, visit ask.ligonier.org/podcast.